Jekka News, you need to know now.
Still got that highway closure on the N12 heading towards the Reading interchange at Alberton. If you're coming from Modderfontein and you simply stay on the N3, it's going to take you an hour and 25 minutes to get to Elandshaven. If you're coming from the R24 N12 side and you stay on the N3, that's going to take you an hour and 5.
In Limpopo, the disbarred advocate and former Limpopo safety MEC, Seth Ntai, has been convicted and sentenced by the High Court in Johannesburg after pleading guilty to corruption charges. Ntai admitted to soliciting a 5 million rand bribe from an Italian businessman in Sandton on the 10th of October back in 2009. Then we have some news from the continent. A Kenyan court granted police permission for the exhumation of several shallow graves that was discovered in the same county as an infamous starvation cult that came to light in 2023. More than 400 people died in one of the world's worst cult-related tragedies, which became known as the Shakahola Forest Massacre. More on these and other stories are online. Renier van Sel from Efficient Private Clients kicks off this business minute in the US.
After a sluggish start to the year, the economy regained its footing in the second quarter, growing at a solid 3% annualized rate. A lot of it comes down to trade. Earlier this year, businesses scrambled to bring in goods ahead of anticipated tariffs from the Trump administration, which weighed on the first quarter growth and dragged GDP down by 0.5%. But those early imports set the stage for a bounce back in the months that followed.
In the meantime, Adidas cautions against increased prices in the US as tariffs will add a cost of 200 million euros in the second half of the year.
The market didn't take the news well, with shares sliding more than 7%, deepening Adidas's losses for the year to 23%. Now, executives at Adidas pointed to the uncertainty surrounding US trade policy, driven largely by Trump's shifting stance, as a key reason why they're holding off on updating their annual outlook.
A dollar is trading at 17 Rand 95, a euro 20 Rand 59, and a pound is sitting at 23 Rand 83. Gold trading at $3,293.84 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil at $73 per barrel. I'm Madeline Fischer, more news at 7.
We start off with some rugby news. Carlos Spencer has lauded former teammate Tony Brown's influence on the Springboks while admitting that New Zealand rugby misses South African sides in Super Rugby. But while Spencer is pleased to see a Kiwi coach thriving with the Boks, he remains disappointed by South Africa's absence in Super Rugby since 2021. Springbok fly half Marnie Lubbock is set to work under two of Australia's greats in terms of halfback pairings. Will Guinea and Quade Cooper are confirmed as part of a revamped coaching team for Hana Zano Kinetsu Liners. The Wallaby legends, who both played for the Division 2 Osaka-based side in recent years, have returned to coach the club ahead of the next season, but now they're in coaching roles. Guinea takes up the role of skills coach, while Cooper becomes the team's attacking coach. Now, this is a story you want to listen to if you've ever played any LMS, or if you've played Sunday cricket or Farmers League or anything like that. Australia's John Hastings bowled 12 wide in an uncompleted 17 ball over against Pakistan. I'll say that again. Roz, I mean, your son James made the team to play for the Western for Western Gauteng, right?
Yes.
This sort of stuff is not happening at that level. 12 wides and an uncompleted 17 ball over. Pakistan began the over on 55 without loss, and they reached a target of 75 runs thanks to the John Hastings over. And here's how it went down.
On ball straight.
Come on, John Hastings. Let's try and finish it this ball. Come on.
Oh, wow.
10. Uh-oh. 11. And I'm afraid